KS4 Module Study, School Life and Work. Exemplar Assessment Tasks. School Experiences. Task 2 Bullying in Schools. Bullying is a real problem in many schools at the moment. It is unacceptable behavior and should not be encouraged. If you are being bullied, you may feel scared and miserable, but you must try to stop the bullying by taking quick and appropriate action. Remember, no one should put up with bullying. For some, the bullying went on and never seemed to go away. For others, it was only for a short period of time. All of them feel that it's not their fault because they have not done anything wrong. But it is the fault of the bully finding a victim. You may want to ask, if I'm bullied, what can I do? Here is my advice. First, tell your teacher. This is one of the quickest ways of stopping bullying. I'm sure that once you have told your teacher, he or she will carefully investigate your case and take appropriate action. It is no use to suffer in silence, as this will only encourage the offender to keep on bullying you. Second, make notes of what is happening. Write down the details of the incidents, such as the date, time, people, and events, as well as your feelings. When you report your case to the teacher or school social worker, a written record of the bullying makes it easier for him or her to carry out the investigation. Third, tell a friend. Ask a friend you trust to help you. Tell the friend what has happened. It will be harder for the bully to come up to you if you have somebody with you for support. Fourth, don't let the bully know you are upset or angry. The bullies are likely to keep picking on you if they see that the tricks are working effectively. However, if you can keep calm and hide your emotions, they might get bored and give up. As one student told me, they can't bully you if you don't care. Fifth, believe in yourself. Don't believe what the bully says about you. Have confidence in yourself, as bullies often like to make the victims angry by saying things that are not true. Lastly, ask the bullies to repeat what they said. Often, bullies are not prepared for challenges. They may not be brave enough to repeat the remark exactly when they are asked to do so. If they really repeat it, you will have made them do something they were totally unprepared for, and this gives you some control of the situation. Remember, if you need help, don't hesitate to seek it. Everyone needs help sometimes and for different reasons. Asking for help to stop bullying doesn't mean that you are weak or you are a loser. Reporting on bullying isn't a cowardly act. You have the right to safeguard yourself against attacks and ill treatment, and you should not be silent when you feel troubled and hurt. Often, students don't tell about bullying because they're afraid that things will get worse if the bully finds out. However, I'd like to assure you that schools can put a stop to bullying without the bully knowing who told, especially if the bully has several victims. Even if the bully does find out, it is better to have things out in the open. Don't suffer in silence.